Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yevames Daf Chav. We are on Yotes Amud Beis, right at the wide lines, five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Now, we discussed Rabbi Shimon's Chiddush in Eishes Ochiv Shalai Hoya Bailome. Reuven passes away without children. Shimon, the Savami brother, is Miyabim Rachel, Reuven's almana. Then Levi comes into the world. He's born, he joins the family at that point. Says Rabbi Shimon, look, Levi doesn't have to reckon with the fact that Rachel was formerly married to Reuven, who he never saw, who was Loi Hoya Bailomai. He can ignore that factor. He treats her as Shimon's wife, in which case when Shimon passes away, Shimon who he saw, who he experienced, when Shimon passes away, he can do Yibum to Rachel. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Menashe, Bar Zvid, Rav Menashe, the son of Zvid, was sitting in front of Kameda Rav Huna, V'yosef Ekamar, and he started asking, my time with Rav Shimon, what's the rationale of Rav Shimon? Rav Huna responds, my time with Rav Shimon, what do you mean, why is Rav Shimon allowing it? He himself explained his reason. We had it back on the Braisa. Top of the page. Kedah Amar Tama. He explained. Hoyl uba umatza beheter. By the time Levi arrived, Rachel was already married to Shimon. He encountered her. He faced her when she was already Shimon's wife. He can ignore her former history. As far as I'm concerned, she's Shimon's wife, and Shimon and me saw each other. We were Ba'ilami. Rachel never presented herself to Levi in a Isser context, meaning by the time Levi arrived, she was no longer Reuven's wife. She doesn't identify with Reuven. She identified with Shimon, who he saw, with whom he interacted. That's a good enough reason. What do you mean, what is Reb Shimon's reason? This is the reason. No. Elamai time the Rabbanon. Rav Menashe responds, I was questioning the Rabbanon's rationale. The fact is, Rav Shimon's approach seems plausible. Levi met her when she was already Shimon's wife. Why would he have to treat her otherwise? As far as I'm concerned, she's Shimon's wife, with whom I had an interaction. It was Ba'ilami. Why do Rabbanon say that even in this case, Levi cannot be Miyabim Rachel when Shimon dies, because she was once Reuven's wife. Who cares? Discount that factor. Treat her as Shimon's wife and no more. Amakro, it's based on a pasuk. V'lekach alayli isha v'yibma. When Shimon does Yibum, he takes her in v'yibma. Extra word. Adayin yibumim harishenim alel. This teaches us that she's still identified as Yibum, despite the fact she's already Nisiyabim. She identifies with the cause of her Yibum, with the passing of her former husband. Even post-marriage to Shimon, she's still labeled, she's tagged as Reuven's widow. Levi can't ignore that. Elohad Esnan, what about the following Mishnah, which says, Kansa, when Shimon is Miyabim the Yivama, Harei Kishta L'chol Davar, she is treated like an ordinary wife. Pertaining to what? V'amar b'yesu rachanina. We had this back a couple of days ago. Malamed shemegar shebeget. Going forward, he gets rid of her with a get. There's no chalitza. She's not a yavama. She's a regular wife. U'machzir. If he divorces her, he can remarry her. She's not a sister-in-law with whom you can say, perhaps, look, it's a one-time opportunity. Yibum, and that's it. No. Even after Yibum, he can divorce her, take her back. She's a regular wife. Hasam Nami Lema there as well, shouldn't we say V'yibma? Even after marriage, she is still identified as Yivama Adayin Yivub Min HaRishonim Aleha. Prior history is still there, she's still Yivama. But to buy Chalitza, he wants to separate, he has to do Chalitza. How can get work? Apparently we're treating her like a regular wife, not a Yivama. And this flies in the face of the drash we had earlier. She's still Yivama. Here we see she's not. Shani Hassan, well, there. For that we have a pasuk. Damakrova l'kachalei isha. Kivin shalakha nasis ki ishtu l'chol davar. Once he takes her in, she's a regular wife. The halachas of Yibam no longer apply. It's get. Remarriage is fine. She's a regular isha. Yach yachanami. Well, by us as well. Ha'kasirach. Why don't we have l'kachal of the isha applied to say that once Shimon takes her in, she's his wife. She no longer identifies with Reuven. In which case, Levi, the newcomer, can treat her as Shimon's wife. L'kachal of the isha. She's Shimon's wife. What do you mean? Ha'kasir rachman of Yibma. We have the other pasuk of Yibma. So basically, in the same pasuk, we have conflicting implications. L'kachal of the isha. She's a wife. She loses the Yivama status. V'yivma, she maintains Yivama status. Well, Amaroi, so why do you pick and choose? When it comes to one aspect, we say, well, she's a Yivama. When it comes to the other aspect, well, she's an isha. Mistavra, it's logical to do it in this way. Shadi hetera. The heter. The drasha of L'kachal of the isha, which indicates that she's a regular isha and treated as such, we apply it a hetera, in the case of heter, where we're dealing with a standard, ordinary, run-of-the-mill case of Yibam. Once he takes her in, she's his wife, and treats her accordingly. Vishadi Isur, and the other diyuk of the pasuk, Yibma, which indicates that she's still holding on to the Yivama status, a Isur, we toss it, we apply it to Isur, meaning when there's some sort of Isur element, there's a problematic factor here. Case of Eshes Achiv Shlo Yehi Be'Elamai. Reuven passed away, Shimon married, and Levi showed up. Despite the fact she was really married to Levi, to Shimon, by the time Levi was born, we say, no. She still maintains that Yivama status. Because there's an element of Isser here. So it's misstabber that we take this element of Het and apply it to standard case of Yivam, and the factor of Isser we apply to this case of Eshes Achiv, asks the Gemara. Okay, I understand Shitas Rabbanan based on a pasuk. And even after Shimon is miyabim, we treat her as a yavama. In which case, Levi has to reckon with the fact that she is a yavama of Reuven, with whom he never had any interaction. And therefore, she's us. Further says the Gemara, Reb Shimon. What about Reb Shimon the Amar? Levi can ignore the fact that she was previously Reuven's wife. Why? Because he encountered her v'heter. He faced her when she was already Shimon's wife. And she never presented to him b'isser. She never faced him as Reuven's wife. She was already Shimon's. Let's take that svara, says the Gemara, and apply it to all cases. El mi'ata, if that's the case. If you follow this logic, what about Achoisa Mi'imai? His sister with whom he shares a mother. Minerva. Shana Sa'achav Achiv Mi'aviv. Whom his brother with whom he shares a father married. So his brother with whom he shares a father married his sister with whom he shares a mother. Which is fine, that's legal. Va'achach Nod Lehemach. And then a new brother arrives. Meaning, Rachel married Reuven. They had no relation. And now Rachel got a new half-brother, a brother with whom she shares a mother. Now this new brother happens to be a half-brother with her husband, and they share a father. Umeis, and then this fellow, Reuven, who married Rachel, passed away without children. And we have the other brother, let's call him Shimon. Shimon shares a father with Reuven and a mother with Rachel. Tis Yabim. Rachel should go to Yibim. To Shimon. Why? Hoil uba umatza beheter. Fact is, he found her beheter. By the time he was born, she was already married to his brother Reuven. So perhaps he can ignore the fact that him and her share a mother, which makes them an heir to each other. No. She's my sister-in-law. She's my brother's wife. A Yavama. Let him treat her as a Yavama. In accordance with Reb Shimon's rationale. It all depends on how he met her. How he encountered her. By the time he arrived into the world, she was already married to his brother. Now, his brother passes away. She's his brother's wife. He can ignore the fact that she has other connections to him, i.e., they share a mother. What do you mean, says the man? How can you compare Isra Chayis Leichan Azal? In this case, she's his sister. He can't ignore that. Well, Lachanami, in our case as well, Rachel was Reuven's wife. Reuven and Levi never saw each other. Reuven passes away. She marries Shimon, whom he did see. We ignore the fact that she was Reuven's wife. What do you mean? Isra Achiv Shleihayim Ba'ilam Leichan Azal. What happened to that Isra? She was formerly married to his brother, with whom he had no relationship, who he never saw. Well, if you discount that, then in our case as well, discount the fact that she's a sister. What do you mean? How can you compare the two things? There's a big difference. Hi, Yisurah, Leslie, and Tera. Brother and sister never becomes mutter. That's an erva for eternity. So even if she's already married to his brother, and then he arrives into the world, you can't discount the fact that they share a mother. Hai isura de isla hetera, but the concept of a brother-in-law, eshes achiv, that's something that has heter, i.e., when a fellow dies without children, his brother marries the yevama. So here it's different. Let's see it inside, in Rashi. It's beautiful in Rashi. It's around 10, 12 lines from the top. The last Rashi for the Mishnah. Says Rashi, Isra achoyse lesli heter. The concept of a sister, that's permanent. Aval isa ishes ach. Brother's wife. Isli heter. Heter can apply to that when, kishen leibonim, when he has no children. Hilkach, says Rashi. Kishemes rishim leibonim. When Reuven passed away, paka isura legabisheni. The isra of ishes ach expired, was removed relative to Shimon the Yavam, Vanessa, and he proceeded, he married her. So at this point, we discount the fact that she was once Esher's Reuven. That became mutter to Shimon. And now when Levi shows up and he wants to take over Shimon's wife after Shimon passes away, he's not starting fresh, he's not starting anew, he's simply taking over for Shimon. Whatever Shimon had carries over to Levi. That's Rav Shimon's svar. Levi can ignore the fact that she was formerly Reuben's wife. Who cares? I see her as Shimon's wife, and that's how I treat her, and that's how I approach her. And me and Shimon had interaction. We were Bo'i Lamoi. So bottom line is, we've explained Shittas Rav Shimon. We've explained Shittas Rabbonon based on a pasuk that even after Shimon marries, there's still somewhat an element of Yibam there, and therefore Levi does have to reckon with the fact that she was once Reuven's wife. Reb Shimon disagrees with the Drasha. He has his own way of learning things, and according to him, when Shimon takes over, we don't reckon with the fact that she was once Reuven's wife. And therefore, Levi can do Miyabim, Eisha is Shimon. Continues the Gemara, Klal on Rubi Yavam, the following rule was set forth when it comes to Yibam. Not in all cases can we do Yibum or Chalitza. For instance, Kol she Yisura Isur Erva, an Isha who is an Erva. Bitoi, Bas Bitoi, all the Noshim we had in Mishnah number 1 on that base. In those cases, Loi Choyletzes, Loi Misi Abemes. You don't apply Chalitza or Yibum, that is totally disqualified. But we have some cases where, you know, it's a partial disqualification. You do chalitza with no yibam. For instance, isur mitzvah of isur kedusha, as the Mishnah will soon explain. Although in those cases you don't do yibam, but chaylatzis. Let me say abemis. Yibam is not allowed, but chalitza is applied. The Gemara soon will explain what this is. One more thing. Achaysa. Let's say there's an erva falling li yibam. Achaysa shehi yivimta. And you have an erva with a sister who is also falling li yibam. Suppose you have Reuven and Shimon who passed away. Reuven was married to Rachel, who is my erva. Right? I'm Levi. So Reuven's wife Rachel is an erva to me, disqualified from Yibam. But Shimon left behind Leah, who is not an erva to me. But the halacha is that I can't do Yibam to a sister of my Yivam. We explained this the other day. There's a concept called Zika. Being bound, being obligated to Yibam. makes some sort of connection, just as one can't marry Achoy's Ishta, his wife's sister, he cannot proceed and be Miyavim, a sister of his Yevamo, of his Zekuka. So suppose Reuben and Shimon pass away and each one leaves behind a wife, Rachel and Leah. We have two sisters here. I can't be Miyavim Rachel because she's a sister of Leah, my Yevamo. I can't be Miyavim Leah because she's a sister of Rachel, my Yevamo. But in the case where one of them is an Erevah to me, I don't have to reckon with her. Rachel is an Erevah to me, so even though Leah is a sister of Rachel, Rachel's not in the picture. She's out of the equation. So Achoisa, a sister of an Erva, She Yivimta, which happens to be a Yivama as well. Chayletes, Lemisabemis, you do Chalitza no Yibum. So you don't do Yibum for whatever reason, we're going to see later on the Gemara, but you do Chalitza. So typically, again, typically if it's a sister of a Yivama, in which case, in a case where both Yivamas are suitable candidates for Yibum, I can't do Yibum or Chalitza to either one. But in the case where one of them is an Erva, so we say Chaletzes, sorry, I might have said it wrong. Achaisa Shivinda Chaletzes Oymis Yabemis, right? You do either or. So let's just backtrack. Start fresh. We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was married to Rachel, Shimon to Leah. Say they were both sisters. So now I'm faced with two Yevamis. Right? Third brother Levi is faced with two Yevamis, but they're both sisters. So each one's problematic because this one is a sister of my Yevam, the other one is a sister of my Yevam. So in that case, we do Chalitza, and we don't do Yibam. This is actually something we discussed in Afitas. Okay? Because it's a sister of my Zekuka, but Achoisa Sheyivimta. If the sister, who's Yivama, is a sister of an Erva, big difference. So Rachel is my daughter, so she's not a suitable Yivama to me. And Shimon's wife, Leah, is a sister of Rachel, but it's not a problem because she's not a sister of Yivama. So then we say, Chayletes Oymes Yabemes. Much better. You do either or. Chalitza or Yibum, because she's a regular Yivama. Okay, let's go back to Isser Mitzvah. What is that? Shniyos Medivrei Sofer. We have the standard Arayis, and we have the added shniyos, secondary, so to speak, another generation, which the Gemara of Chafalaf will go through in great detail. Those additional arayos were midrabbanon to create a sort of extra barrier behind around the arayos. So those extra arayos are called iser mitzvah. Manatir, they're not arayos, and therefore we do chalitza. If a yivama should be one of those shniyos, we do chalitza without yibum. What is Isra Kedusha? Isurim, which entail a breaching of Kedusha. For instance, Amana, the Kohen Gadol. Right, so we have two brothers, Kehanim. One fellow passed away, leaving behind a widow. His brother is a Kohen Gadol. So he's refrained prevented from marrying the Yivama, because he's a Kohen Gadol. In this case, it's Isra Kedusha. Don't do Yivam, do Chalitz. Or a grusha, a divorcee of a chalutza, an isha who went through chalutza, she may not marry even a lekayin hedit, a regular kayin. Should a yivama fault him in this circumstance, a yivama who is a grusha or a chalutza, he's prevented from doing yivam, rather he proceeds with chalutza. Mamzeres, an isha who is a mamzer, unasina, she belongs to the nasinim group, liyisrael, she falls to a yisrael, who may not marry these people, or Ubas Yisrael, she's an ordinary Bas Yisrael, who's standing in front of Lanasin Lamamzer, a Nasin Lamamzer who would like to do Yibam, but she can't get Yibam from them, because Yisrael may not marry Nasin Lamamzer. Whether it's the Ish being the Yisrael or the Isha being the Israelis, either way, there's an Issa Kedusha here preventing this Yibam from taking place. So we suffice with Chalitza. Asks the Gemara, why did the Mishnah begin with the words Klal Omru B'Yivama? Which sounds like we're trying to include things. This is a general formula as follows. Klal Asu Yemai, the word Klal, what is it coming to include? What other example of an Isha Erva who can't do Chalitza or Yivam? Something in addition to the Noshim listed in the Adaf Beis. Omar Rafram Ba'Papal Asu Yitzoras Islands. You see, when the Mishnah tells us that an Issa Erva doesn't get Chalitza or Yibam, Rashi points out that it's referring to the Tzara of the Erva, and certainly the Erva herself. Right? So if Reuven was married to Rachel and Leah, Rachel happened to be Shimon's daughter, so not only is Rachel going to be exempt from Yibam Chalitza, but Leah as well, because Leah is a Tzara's Erva. She's a companion wife in Reuven's household. She's affected by the Erva. No Chalitza or Yibam to both. And we're going to include even a Tzara's Eilanis. So let's say Rachel was physically unfit to have children. Like a Eilanis, like an Ayah, like a male, like a ram. So some sort of, she has some sort of physical impediment. She can't have children. Not only is she disqualified from Yibam, but the Tzara as well. Anybody in that same household is off the table when it comes to Yibam. Because Rav Asi, as we head back on Daf Yud Beis, Rav Asi holds that an Isha who's disqualified, who's unable to go through the Yibam process due to the idleness condition, affects herself and the Tzara, and that's what the Mishnah meant to include. Yigad Amri. There's another version of this Gemara. And the Mishnah says, Kol Shi Sura Isir Erva. Those women cannot have Yibam or Chalitza. We make a diuk. Kol Shi Sura Isir Erva Hu Dasir Tzarasa. The Isra Tzara only applies when the reason for the Isra is Erva based. A daughter, a sister. Holo Yisura Isir Erva. But if the reason for disqualification is unrelated to Isra Arais, rather to physical impediments, which prevents her from doing Yibam, for practical reasons. So sure, she has no business doing Yibam because she can't perpetuate her deceased husband's family. She can't continue his legacy. So she doesn't go to Yibam, but the Tzara is not affected. So Rasa La'asira, the other wife, is unaffected. Lamutid Mai, what are we coming to exclude? Meaning, what are we trying to say here? Amarah from Lamutit Tzara's Islandess, or like Rav Asi, we come to discount Tzara's Islandess. She's not going to be affected, and this is not in line with Rav Asi, who said that she is affected. So basically, we have two approaches to the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah trying to include Rav Asi's case, or exclude Rav Asi's case? So the sister of the woman mentioned in the Mishnah, who happens to be a Yevamah as well, and is also presenting herself liyibum to this brother, no problem. Chalitza or yibum is in place. Achoisa the man, a sister of whom we discussed. Ordinary arayis. Is there mitzvah? Is there kedusha? What exactly are we referring to here? Ilayim the is there mitzvah. We're speaking where Reuven passed away, leaving behind a grusha as a potential yavama to his brother Shimon, to his brother Levi, let's say. And Levi and Shimon passed away, leaving behind an ordinary Yevama, no problems with her. A regular Isha as a potential Yevama to Levi. Happens to be Rachel and Leah were sisters. So we say, well, Leah, although she's a sister of Rachel, no problem. Levi can be Miyabim Leah. He's not getting involved in a sister of his Zakuka, which would be problematic. No, because in this case, Rachel is not really a legitimate Yevama. Why not? Given the Midai Raisa, Rami Kamei, Menat Torah. Rachel is a regular Yevama. I'll just correct myself. We're speaking about Isser Mitzvah, which is a Shnia, right? The Arais, which are Shnia Yisim Divrei Seifim, Nam Namona. Shnia Yisim Divrei Seifim. This type of Erev is not reckoned with Menat Torah. It's an Issa D'Rabbanim. So Rachel to Levi doesn't have an Issa Menat Torah. She's a regular Yevama. So technically speaking, Menat Torah, Levi is faced with two Yevamas, who happens to be sisters. Rachel and Leah, two Yevamas. You can't get involved with a sister of your Yevama. Given the Raisa Rami Kamei, since Rachel is also presenting herself to Levi as a Yevama, by going ahead and marrying Rachel, what are you doing? Right? We have Rachel, Eshes Reuven, Leah, Eshes Shimon. Rachel to Levi is a Shnia. So the Rabban, Levi can't marry Rachel. But he could marry Leah, despite the fact that she's a sister of his Yevama. What do you mean? Kiven midarayis or Rami Kamei, since Rachel is a suitable Yevama to Leah, Minat Torah. So technically, he has two sisters falling to him at the same time. How can he interact with Rachel? How can he interact with Leah? Paga b'chayis kukasa. When he marries Leah, he's getting involved in the sister of a Yavama who's committed to him. He treated her like his wife, and one can't marry his wife's sister. Ella achayis adisa erva. Oh, we're speaking about a sister of an erva. So Rachel is Levi's daughter. That totally disqualifies her from Yibum. She's out of the equation. All we have is Leah. So it's one Yivama. That's okay. And therefore, Chalitza or Yibum is in place. Isser mitzvah shnius. So those arayas that are asr mitzvah rabban are called isser mitzvah. Why? Amai kori le isser mitzvah. Why mitzvah? Am abaye mitzvah lishmai de b'chacham. It's a mitzvah to listen to the chachamim. We learn from the pasuk. The Torah tells us, always listen to the Chachamim. That's why we call it an Isser Mitzvah. Isser Kedusha is, Almana L'Kayin Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kayin Hedit. V'amai Karlu Isser Kedusha, why do we label them as Kedusha? The Chesiv Kedushim Yulei L'Kayim, in the Parsha of the Mitzvahs of Kayhanim, we have that Pasuk, Kedushim Yulei L'Kayim, and therefore, we call it Isser Kedusha. Ta'adyo, Rabbi Yudah, Machlof. Rabbi Yudah had a different version of these name tags. Isser mitzvah is referring to Almana l'kayin gadol, Grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyit. But my karele isser mitzvah, why these restrictions apply to kayhanim called isser mitzvah, t'chsiv? Because at the end of Parshas Vayikra, which contains many special mitzvahs pertaining to kayhanim, the pasuk says, t'chsiv eila mitzvahs. So that's why we refer to the Yisuri Kehuna as Isser Mitzvah. What about Isser Kedusha? That's the Rabbanans. Shnei Is Medivrei Sefer. V'amai Kori Le Isser Kedusha. Why do we refer to them as Isser Kedusha? Abaye. Kol Amakayim Divrei Chacham Nikar Kaddish. One fulfills the rabbinic prohibitions is called a Kaddish. Amalei Rava. You mean to say that if you fulfill them, you call the Kaddish, and if you ignore them, you're just lacking that that element of Kedusha? It's pretty benign. We call she'ena mekayim dibur chacham kadoshud lemikri. One neglects to fulfill dibur chacham, he's just missing that added bonus of kedusha. That's all. Rasha nami lemikri. You don't call him a rasha. Of course he's a rasha. So why are you saying, well, if you listen to chacham, you call it kadosh, which sounds like otherwise you're just lacking kedusha, no more. Elam Rava says, Rava, I'll tell you the real reason why we call this Issa Kedusha. Kaddish Atzmacha B'Motelecha. The whole concept of the Siyagim, the Gzeris, the additional restrictions introduced by the Chacham wasn't just to make Chas HaShom, wasn't to make life more difficult for us. It was to present that additional ring of security so that we don't approach Yisuri D'Raisa. Kaddish Atzmacha. Be Mekaddish yourself. Be careful. Refrain from even things that are mutter to you, Min HaTorah. And she says, "Kadesh lo yitovel l'idei arayis ha'asuris min ha'teres." So this pretty much encapsulates the concept behind all the Yisuri d'Rabbanon. That's why we call them Isser Kedusha. Almana l'kayin gadol. So one cannot do yibum to an almana if she is presenting herself to a kayin gadol, irrelevant of whether she was actually previously married or only engaged. What's the difference? We'll see. Kapasak v'tani. The Mishnah seems to present it as a blanket rule. Lo yishnomenu nisuin. Irrelevant of whether the almana was widowed from nisuin. She was already married. In which case, we have two problematic factors. Number one, she's an almana, which involves a lav. A kohen gadol may not engage with an almana. Number two, she's no longer a besula, which takes away that mitzvah saseh opportunity. A kohen gadol is meant to marry a besula. So there are two problems. One positive, one negative. And therefore, yibum is not applied. V'lo yishno min ha'erusin. Here comes a chiddush. Even if she was widowed from engagement, from erusin. In which case, although she's an almana, so there's a lav for the kohen gadol to marry her, but she's still a besula. She's not negating the isra saseh. In both cases, it would seem from the Mishnah, yibum is not in place. Why? Let's take it apart. Bishlamim and Anusuin, I understand. If she's an Almanim and Anusuin, which carries both Isurim, number one, a lav because she's an Almana, right? Almana Leikach. And number two, she's no longer Basula. which case he's missing out on that opportunity. Misses asay of besula ma'ama vikachish. So we have both factors, asay v'leis asay. And of course he can't do yibum. Because ve'en asay, because the mitzvah asay of yibum will not push aside everything in its way. Ve'en asay doyche lois asay ve'asay. And I say can override it. Lois asay, as we explained back in the beginning of the Masechta, Rabban Chumash says, love overrides fear. Ava zoicha yira. But here we have an asay that's trying to override lois asay and asay. It doesn't work. Elam and erisim, but if you're simply engaged, now she's an almanim and erisim, lois asay greidu. Sure, there's lois asay to marry an almanim. Irrelevant of whether she was engaged or married, but she's still a besula. Yave asay, let the asay of yibum come along, v'yidcha lois asay and push aside the lois asay of almanim. Why can't he do yibum? Amar av gidla marav, we're going to have no less than four approaches, four attempts at answering this kasha. Why can't yibum be done to an almana? Min ha'irisin. Let the essay override the essay. Amar av gidla marav, we learn from a pasuk. It's pasuk based. Amar krov also yivim to ashara. So the yivama goes up to the gate, to the city gate where the bezna is sitting. And they do chalitza. This fellow's not interested in being miyabim. But also yivimta ashara. Have an extra word. Shaintam lemi yivimta. Leave out the word yivimta. It already says. From lo yachpeitza ish lakachas is yivimta. We know we're speaking about a yivama. But also yivimta ashara. Okay, just left out yivimta. Vasa ashara. Oh. Pasuk is telling us something. There's a new category of Yivama. A Yivama, you see, typically, Chalitza is really the flip side of Yivam. It's the other side of the coin. You have two options. Do Yivam, do Chalitza. You can't have one without the other. It's two parts of the same package, so to speak. Here we learn that there's a new type of Yivama. A Yivama can only have Chalitza. There's no need to say the word Yivimtai. Why mention Yivimtai? To teach you. We have a different type of a Yivama. She will come up to Bezin for Chalitza, not Yivam. Who are we speaking about? An Isha who has a lav attached to her. Amana l'kayin gadol, grusha l'kayin. All those cases cannot have Yivam, but they can have Chalitza. So basically, it's a pasuk. Pasuk is really a two-sided pasuk. Number one, to tell you that we don't follow the typical formula of essay doyche lois essay in this case. No yibum is applied. And number two, here comes a chiddush. Even though no yibum can be applied in this case, chalitza may be applied. So that's the answer to your question. But how do you know it's speaking about a chayav elavin? Ve'em a chayav krisis. Maybe it's speaking about an ordinary erva, which involves karis. And in that case, the pasuk is telling you, you need chalitza. Why does the Mishnah say you pater completely from yibim and chalitza? Rashi adds the word nami. Maybe also chayav krisis should get this privilege. Amakroim lo yachbet ze ish lakachas ze yivimtoi. No, the pasuk already says, well, if he doesn't want to marry her, he should do chalitza, which indicates that chalitza is only option number two when option number one, i.e. yibum, is present. Ha-chavetz miyabim. Apparently, if he wishes to do yibum, he can proceed and do yibum. In that case, we say chalitza is second choice. Kala oidele yibum, oidele chalitza. An isha who comes up for yibum can come up for chalitza as well. Chalitza is a flip side of yibum. It's the alternative to yibum. But if you can't have yibum, you can't have chalitza. You can't have one without the other. Well, yachichayev elavin nami. So back to the question. What about the chayev elavin? How can you have chalitza without yibum? Answer is harabi rachmana yivimto. We have the extra word yivimto. Well, ma'arayis. What gives you the right to pick and choose? On the one hand, you say yibum chalitza are inseparable. Then you say no. Chalitza without yibum works. Well, Mistavra, it's logical that Chayav Olav and Tafsibu Kedushin. The pasuk which indicates that you can do Chalitza even without a possibility of Yibam is referring to Chayav Olav, where technically speaking, Kiddushin is something that can take effect here. If one is Makadish Achayev Elavin, it's valid. It works. And therefore, as Rashi explains, it is sort of a kiyum of the pasuk of Im Loyachav Ish Lo Kach Ases Yivimtoi. He doesn't want to take her because he could take her technically, although he's not allowed to, but he can push it through if he wants to. So technically, there is a Yibum, there is a Lekicha, there is a Yibum as an option here. And therefore, we say Chalitza works as well. As opposed to Chayev Ekrisis, a real Erva, Loitavsubu Kedushin. Kedushin doesn't even work. Even if you try it, it doesn't work. So Lekachas is totally inapplicable there. So once there is no Yibum factor at all, there's no Yibum option included at all, there's no Chalitza either. So basically, the coiner of Gidlom Arab have a Pasuk, which answers our question. Chayev Elavin can only have Chalitza without Yibum. Masav Rav, how can you say it's absolute? Brisa says, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, in all these cases, Bo'olea, Oicholos, Lo, suppose they did Chalitza or Yibum, Lo Niftaru Tzarosos. Not only is she exempt, but the Tzara, the other wife, is exempt as well. That works. Not only Chalitza Yibum as well. What do you mean? V'isa gadaitach. Chayav elavin. Midaraisa la Chalitza Rami. If you're going to tell me that Minat Torah, we have a pasuk to tell us. That all these Chayav elavin, Minat Torah will only get Chalitza la Yibum la Rami. They don't even have that Yibum option in their repertoire. It's a pasuk. It's not going to work. Torah is telling you it doesn't work. The Yavam did Yibam to this type of Isha. Am I Nifter Tzarasa? Why is it Tzara Pata? Answers the Gemara. Who Moisev Lo? Rava himself who asked this Kasha, who Mepharakla answered it. Let's start in Ketani. We learned the Brisa sort of sideways, meaning the Brisa has to be applied this way and that, meaning we spoke about Ba'aleh Oichalatzla. It doesn't apply in all situations. We have to apply it selectively. Ba'aleh, the word Ba'aleh, which indicates that Yibum works, that's referring to what? Ayisa Mitzvah. That's the Shnias. It's only a Sidur Rabbanon. All agree in that case, but the Evad Yibum works. But the words Chalatzla, which indicates that only Chalitza can actually work, is going on Issa Kedusha, the Alman, the Kohen Gadol, which are Torah-based Yisurim, where we learn from the Pasuk that only Chalitza works. So that's the answer to the Kasha. In these cases, only Chalitza works. Masav Rava, here comes another Kasha from Rava. Raisa says, Tzua Daka, Kru Shafcha, these fellows who have a physical impediment, they're not allowed to intermarry. I'll marry a Yisraelis. They can't have children, so they're Aser. They're Chayav Elav. Or a Sris Adam. This is a fellow who went through a procedure, a sterilization procedure, a manual procedure, which disallows him to marry a Yisraelis. Okay? So in all these cases, or a Hazaken, an older fellow who can no longer have children. So he's not a Chayav Elav, and he can marry a Yisraelis. But he isn't the fellow who can necessarily perpetuate the memory of his departed brother. In all these cases, Oy Choltzin, Oy Miyavmin. So the way Rashi learns is like this. They can do Chalitza, or even if they do Yibum. They're not meant to do Yibum L'chatchila, but if they do it, they're Yaitze, it works. They acquire the Yavam. Oh, and the Brice explains. Case that has this pan out. Meisu. Suppose these individuals that we just mentioned passed away. V'lehem achim, v'lehem noshim. And they had brothers, surviving brothers, who are potential fellows that can do yibum. V'lehem noshim, and these individuals that we mentioned, b'tzuodak, etc., left behind widows. V'amdu achim, and the surviving brothers got up. V'osu mamar m'shasen. They did mamar. They did all the things that are associated with the Yibum. Mamar, v'nosnu get, or they did even a get, v'chotzu, chalitz, masha asu asu. In all these cases, what they did takes hold. So let's say they did chalitza. Chalitza is valid. V'im bolu kanu. And even if they did a bia, they acquired the Yivam. Continues the Braisa. Oh, and this is the important part. This pertains to us. Meisu Acham. Suppose we had a Saris, a Sodaka. We had a brother who passed away without children. Va'amdu heim va'asu mamar shasena. These fellows got up and they did mamar. V'nasnu get, ashechotz, whatever they did. Masha also works. Here comes the punchline. Yibalu konu. Even if the Saris did be a... It was miyavim the Yivama. He was kind of the Yivama. It works. So although he's not meant to do so, right? But if he does it, it works. V'asol kaiman. When it comes to the krushafcha, the ptzodaka, the sris, he's not allowed to marry an ordinary isha Yisraeli. So although his yibum is act, it works, takes effect. But he can't stay married with her. You're not allowed to marry a Yisraelis. So the mitzvah, he was mekayim, and he has to separate right away. End quote. That's the price. Asks the Gemara, now if you're going to tell me, we had a pasuk, which taught us that chayov elav midarais lachalitza ramyo, lo yibam lo yiramyo, in all cases of love, minad Torah, only chalitza kicks in, and not yibam. In balo maikano. Even by the avid, bia wouldn't work. That's a kasha on the Rav Gilam Arav. The Torah tells you that chayav alavin can't have yibam. How can it work even by the avid? So we discount attempt number two. Sorry, that was attempt number one. Based on the pasuk. Here comes attempt number two. Elam Arav. Let's go back to the kasha. We have Isser, Kedusha, we called it, right? The Amon, the Kohen Gadol. Why can't you do Yibam? If it's Minhan Suin, she's an Almana, she's also no longer a Besula, I understand Yibam can't address that. But if she's only an Almana and an Erison, she's still a Besula. She's going to be Mekayim the Yasei. Why can't the Yasei of Yibam override the Lois and say, Leikach Amon Leikach? Elam Arava. I'll tell you the terrorists like this. Almana mina erison nami aseh v'leis asehu. Even if an almana is only mina erison, aside from the leis asehu, if you're marrying almana, you're ignoring an aseh. Dechsev kadoshim yule lekeim. Pasuk says they have to maintain, the kohen has to maintain this kedusha. That's a mitzvah aseh. So it's very posh. Why yibum can't be done in this case. A straightforward pshat. Asay is not doyechay. Eloy says, say, what an asay. So basically, Rav is undoing the whole sugya. It's not based on a pasuk. There's no such pasuk telling you that there are cases where you can only do chalitza with the yibam. In fact, we have a braisa which proves otherwise. Even when there's an isser, if you do yibam, you're kainay. Rather, the reason why you don't do yibam lechatchila is because in an almana you have an asay analysis. Yoch, if that's the case, kol haTorah kol hanami. Everything in the Torah has an asay and a lois asay. Asay and a lois asay. Hudachsiv is kadishtem. It's kadishtem, the entire Torah. It's to be kadish to Hashem. Everything in the Torah involves mitzvah asay of kadishtem. And we never find that to be so. We know that asay is deich lois asay. We had a whole sugi about it. We don't say every lois asay has an asay as well. So let's move on to another option. Elam Arava, I'll give you another teretz. Why? Why can't you do Yibam by Almana Minha Erison? To the Rabban. To Gzeira. Almana Minha Erison? Otu Almana Minha Suin? Because it might lead to the next situation where she's really an Almana Minha Suin. Where there's a Leis Asay and Asay, because she's no longer a Besula. In that case, you can't do Yibam. We don't want to allow one on account of the other. Okay, that explains the Almana. What about the Mamzeres and the Sina, Meikel HaMeimar? What's wrong in that case? Why can't we do Yibam on a Chayev Elavin? Asay Deich Eleis Asay. Gzera B'Mokha Mitzvah, Atosh Lev B'Mokha Mitzvah. If we allow it here by Yibam, perhaps he might mistakenly marry a Mamzeres and a Sina out of the Yibam context. In which case, there's no Heter. Elam Yatov, if that's the case you're concerned about one on account of the other, Eish Zachav Mi'Aviv. Like this Yavim. One should never be Mi'Yavim. The wife of his brother with whom he shares a father, regularly Yavama. You know why? Because it might lead him to do something else. Gzera m'shem eshes achim mi'imah. He might marry wife of his brother with whom he shares a mother, which is an erva. So you can never do Yibum. Answers the Gemara, no. Yibum b'nachal tal rachmana. We know clearly from the pasuk that the concept of Yibum is to take over your brother's inheritance, his family. Maybe everybody understands that the point of Yibum is to perpetuate your brother's memory and to continue his household, so to speak, and to continue his nachla. That's telling a brother with whom he shares a father. And there's no room for confusion. Another kasha. Ishish ain't lebanim, like this yavim. A regular yavim who has no children shouldn't do yivim. Gzeirim shem ishish yesh lebanim. Next time he might do yivim to an isha with children. No, bebanim tala rachmana. Maybe everybody knows from the psukim. Yivim is strictly because there's no children. There's no room for mistake. Ishish achav sheibay lamay, like this yavim. One should not marry ishish achav who he saw. A regular yivama? No. Gzeira mishum eshes achav shlei be'lamei. It might lead him to do it even to wife of his brother with whom he never shared any life experience. Says the Gemara, no. Once again, it's clear from the psukim and everybody knows. B'yeshiva tal rachmana meidi adiyah. Pasuk says, ki ishva achim yachtav. The whole point of yivam is to continue to pick up where his brother left off. Everybody knows that. They know that it's tali in be'lamei. One more kasha. Call notion what is yabemna. Never do yivam to any yivam. Gzeirim shem islandess. It might just so happen to be that she's an islandess who's not roi for yivam. That's not something common. You don't have to worry about it. Well, if that's the case, mamzeres and asina, not really shchicha. The whole concept of mamzeres and asina, that's an uncommon circumstance. You're telling me don't do yivam to mamzeres. Don't say essay dechalech, say because you might marry mamzeres next time out of the yibum circumstance. No, that's not a common. How often do we have mamzeres and a sina? So this whole pshat is problematic. Here comes last and final pshat. Pshat number 4. Berakasha, why can't you do yibum by an almonah and an erusin? Why can't the essay of yibum override the lois essay of almonah leikach? Elam arava? You're right. Really? You should be able to be meyabim in almonah min erusin. But there's a gzera bia rishoyna ato bia shnia. The initial bia is mutter, that's an asay, but sticking with her afterwards is a problem. If we allow the first interaction as married, it might lead to further, and therefore we aser it. We don't allow it. Tani nam yachay. In fact, we'll prove this point from Reb Bryce. So we learn in Baruch Kano. This was the perhaps the brayso we had before, that the Bechayav Elavin says in Balu Kanu, and it says V'asul Lekaima. What does the brayso mean? In Balu Kanu Birishon, the first interaction as married is Motor. Menat Torah. The Rabbanon it's also, but the brayso it's Motor, therefore you kaina. But V'asul Lekaima, you can stay as married, B'Birishniya. Right? So Menat Torah. Bir Rishon is Motor, Esed Echelese, but Bir Shnia is also Minat Torah. And therefore, from the Rabban, we don't even allow Bir Rishon because it might lead to Bir Shnia. Hodam or Rava came back and says, no, I'm reverting. V'Yitem Ravashi, some say, but it's Ravashi. He came back and says, no, Lav Milse De Amri. This is incorrect. What's he referring to? What he just said, that Minat Torah. Bir Rishon is Motor, Esed Echelese. That's incorrect. Why? Damar Shlakish. Shlakish already tells us, Kol Mokim Shata Moitze Ese Veloisese, any circumstance that involves a conflict between do and don't do. How do you reconcile that conflict? Well, it depends. Im Ata Yochel L'Kayim Shneim Muta. If you have a way to fulfill both directives, do the Ese and the Veloisese without conflict, you meant to do that. V'im Lav, but if you have no way out, then we say, Yove Ese, the essay overrides the essay. And here as well, says Rav or Ravashi, Hachanami, you have a conflict between do and don't. Yivam says marry. Almana says don't marry. Well, there's no justification for the essay overriding. You know why? You have an easy way out. Efshe b'chalitza. The Mekayim essay du chalitza. Which won't interfere, which won't negate the lois essay. The Mekayim Asei V'Leis Asei, in which case you can fulfill both. we became the essay, because instead of even dil chalitza, which is a good second option, and you haven't really been even on the loisa, save the almana. So basically, Rava or Rav Asri are disproving themselves. Based on Rava, and Rish Lakish is teaching us that you have to try to reconcile everything. You can't just take the essay and override loisa and say you have an easy way out. Maisvi, on that, the Gemara comes back and asks, from that kasha, Balo Kano. Clearly, even the Issa Lav, Chayav Lavan, can have Yibum B'diavad. Apparently, you do say that the essay is Deichelis essay. Why? So Gemara actually soon will explain to us, because really, really, Chalitz is not an easy option. It's not really a proper alternative to Yibum. It's not like one or the other. Yibum is the primary mitzvah. You don't do Yibum, you can do Chalitz. So having chalitza as an option isn't really an alternative to yibum. And therefore it justifies. You can take the essay of yibum and push aside the lace essay of the almana. The balu kano, to yufta, this is a kasha, a refutation on what Rava and Rav Ashi had come back and questioned themselves and challenged themselves. No, you can't override the lace and say, no, it's clear from the Brice, you can. Because relative to yibum, chalitza is non-existent. It's not reckoned with. So you have an ongoing conflict here between the Aseh of Yibam and the Lois Aseh of the Almana, and one overrides the other, and you do the Yibam. In the Torah, it works. So why don't you do it in the Mishnah? In the Rabbanah. Because via Rishayna is justified, but not via Shniyah. We're afraid that one might lead to the other. Itma, let's move on. We learned Machlekes, in the case of Bias Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, you have a Yavam who's an Almana. We have a Yavam or Kohen Gadol. So what happens if he actually lives with her? Is miyabim her? Chadama, one explains, and he says, "Ein a pater tzarasa." Mechadama pater tzarasa. One holds, it doesn't affect the other isha. And Rachel is the amana, and Leah is a regular isha. If he did bia to the amana, it doesn't help the tzara. The tzara needs to go through her own procedure. The other amara says no. He's not lechatchil. He's not meant to be miyabim the almana, as we just explained. But if he does be on the almana, the whole household is exempted. Explains the gemara. Ba'almana menam nesuin. If this almana was widowed from nesuin, in which case, A, she's an almana, which carries a lav. B, she's missing the psula status, so which carries an assay. Kuli amale plig all agree loy patra. Yibum to this isha doesn't do much. Because the yibum, which is an asay, can't override loisa say an asay. So in this case, yibum is worthless. Only chalitza would work. Ki pligi ba'almana min erisin. The discussion revolves in almana from erisin, where you still have the psula status, but you no longer have the lav of the almana. So what happens in that case? Man dama per teres, the shita that says that it works, as yasei, v'dachay es leis yasei, because the yasei of yibam overrides the lav of the amana. So although men rabbanu not meant to do that, as we explained earlier, but not to it works. Or man dama ena per teres, shita that says that's worthless, that's because leis yasei v'dachay es leis yasei. Why? Why isn't the yasei of yibam going to override the leis yasei of the lav of the amana? Kivan de efshe b'chalitza. Because you have the chalitza alternative. In which case, it doesn't justify overriding the lois essay. You have the chalitza. So yibum doesn't work. Meisvei. We have a kashim in that same bright that we had a minute ago. The balukana, which indicates that even by chayav elavin, b'diyavad yibum works. Tiyuf, that's a kasha, to steer a refutation on this sheet. What do you mean? Leim b'diyavad namet tiyuf to the Rish Lakish? Do you mean to say this is going to do away with Rish Lakish, who gave us this general principle? You don't override, you don't negate, unless you have no alternative. In this case, you have an alternative. Do chalitza. No, there's no connection to this case, says the Gemara. Amal Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish will come back and say, this is not a kasha my shita. Ki amina, no. When I presented my formula, that was only hecha de mekayim mitzvah. When you can do a mitzvah regardless. You have an assay on one side of the scale, have a Leis on the other side, and both can be fulfilled entirely, properly. Why would you push away one on account of the other? But in this case, of a Yevama, you want to do away with Yibum and do Chalitza instead? That's not a fair option. Chalitza b'makam Yibum, lav mitzvahi. When you can do Yibum and you do Chalitza, that's not relative to Yibum, it's worthless. It's on an entirely different scale. So therefore, of course, we allow the mitzvah of Yibum to override the Leis HaSeyev Alman. Okay, let's review today's daf. We began with a in-depth discussion of the rationale behind Rav Shimon the Rabbanon. This new brother shows up when Rachel, Reuven's wife, was already married to his brother Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, Levi can go and marry her after Shimon's death because, as far as he's concerned, she was Shimon's wife, not Reuven's. Rabbanon, based on the pasuk, say no. She still retains her Yevama status even after Shimon takes her on. We had a Mishnah that all Arayas are disqualified completely from Yibum or Chalitza, the question regarding Atzeres Erva. We have Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha. According to our Mishnah, Issa Mitzvah is the Shnius Medivri Seif and the Rabbonans. Issa Kedusha are the other Lavin. In these cases, we do Chalitza and no Yibum. Why don't we say Essay is Deich Eloyes Essay? According to the Maskon of the Gemara, it is going to be Deich Eloyes Essay, but Midrabbonan we don't allow it because although Bir Rishon is justified, but not Bir Shnia, one might lead to the next. It's interesting that Tosis actually says that according to Maskanas of the Gemara, we have this pasuk of Yevamta, which tells you that there are some Yevamas that have Chalitza and no Yibum. It's not referring to the Chayev Elavin, because in that case, even Menatera, B'diyevet Yibum works. Right? Even Menatera Yibum works, Rabbani not meant to do it, Menatera works. So what then does the pasuk mean that there's an Isha only has Chalitza? It says Tosis is going on the Chayvi Asay. Right? An Isha who has an Asay, in which case you can't say Yibum will override an Asay, and Asay is not Toich an Asay. In that case, we need a pasuk to tell you, even though you can't do Yibum, but Chalitza can be done. All the best to you, and much, much Hatzlacha.